hour. It's 7 after the hour. Beyond Good Day, Before Good Day. This is the Good Day Gang with our stories of the day. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer Horn, Roberta off and about. But that's all right. We have good stories. And we're going to meet a fellow named Neil Asbury, who is an important contributor to the revitalization of American manufacturing. We'll talk to him for a few minutes and then be visited by Larry the Cable Guy. So all of these pieces
Peter Dunn
in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As long as Jennifer's voice was the last one you heard other than mine, she gets to go first with her. Isn't that nice? How this is like in the fourth grade. When you spoke out of class, okay, then you, Mr. Steffen,
if you have
go
so much
first.
To say.
Yeah, it's time for you to go to town. All right, so what are we doing that is?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about this Jorn Vandersloot deal, because I have a question for you boys. I need some help figuring it out.
This guy's freaky. The guy who killed the two women.
Allegedly, right? This is
allegedly.
I know,
okay.
Allegedly. Jorn Vandersloot, who was involved, obviously, in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, he is currently in prison in Peru because he was convicted of murder of another woman there. Well, the word is out now that he is going to be a father. He got a woman pregnant while he was in jail. And so this is what I wanted to chat a little bit about, conjugal visits. Do we think these are okay? I mean, this guy is convicted of murder. He's a bad guy. And part of the punishment is that he has to be pulled away from society. And in my estimation, I think part of that is that you're pulled away from romance, from having the, your needs met. By someone, I don't know. I just don't know if I love the fact that he's able to even have the opportunity to impregnate a woman while he's in prison.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
So then it just got me thinking, conjugal visits are very much a part of the prison system. And do we agree with them? And yes or no? I mean, I guess there's a point to be argued that if you're on the side of having them, it prevents maybe some violence or violent behaviors in prison. But on the other side of things, you took away someone else's rights. Now mm-hmm. your rights should be taken
right.
away. So why do you get to have this privilege?
You bring up the point. What kind of a demon seed is this guy? And do you
is that
really
sort of thing hereditary to get passed on?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But do you want to take the chance?
I thought there'd been some studies on this.
This guy's psycho.
Yeah. I think there have been some studies on this, and there is a provocative genetic connection sometimes between these people and their offspring. It all has to do with depression as a chemical imbalance in your body. I mean, that's the technical reality of what's going on. That's why some people are antisocial and some people aren't. Or some people go way off. I mean, there are a lot of antisocial people around, but they don't go out and they hack people up and put them down the toilet or whatever some of these crazies do. And so the thing that bothers me about the system is that often you hear these district attorneys say, this guy can stand trial because he's mentally competent. Anybody who does anything like that is by definition insane. They are mm-hmm. not competent.
Yeah.
So then how do you deal with the reality of having to take an eye for an eye or get justice metered or whatever it is that you're talking about? How do you do that under the circumstances, especially with some of these horrific crimes?
Mm-hmm.
But again, clinical definition of insanity, these people are by definition insane.
Mm-hmm. And that's what gets me thinking. I mean, okay, so I may not be for conjugal visits, but who comes to visit these guys in that manner anyway?
Right.
What is it with these women that have this thing for these murderers? I remember when the Menendez brothers, remember the groupies at the Menendez brothers
they got married. Yeah. One of them got married in jail.
Same thing with Richard Ramirez. He got married in prison. It's like, who are these women and what is it about that behavior that is attractive in any way?
Hmm. Well, there are some, again, back to definition of insanity.
All you can say is anything that comes from the two of them is going to have to be nuts and is going to grow up. How do you grow up normal knowing those are your parents?
And think about the other things that contribute to this. Maybe as simple as the kinds of food you're eating, what you're drinking, these sorts of things, the chemicals that are in all of this stuff. and the impact they have on your body and your brain are just really astounding. And not something to be trifled with, or not something to not understand. As you just, you drink some of these things, like a Red Bull, these energy drinks, you know, that I was talking about an energy drink earlier that's connected to longevity, but it's not chocolate. I said, look at the nutrient. Look at the part of the bottle that tells you what's in it. And you can see by drinking some of these things, or look at the food and see what's in that, or whatever it is you're putting into your body. Your body is a chemical reality. Your body is about chemicals. And so, under the circumstances, what your body is about is what you put into it. You are what you eat. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Rich and I are happy to meet Anna Trebunskaya,
who is... No, you have to say it.
Yes, Trebunskaya.
I love the way she says it. Do it again.
Trebunskaya.
Oh, I love it.
You've just made their day, Anna.
Trebunskaya. I mean, that's
just by
sexy
saying
right
your
there.
Name, they're
Trebunskaya.
It's a kind of a tongue twister. Try to say it three times in a row.
Trebunskaya. Trebunskaya. Trebunskaya.
Trebunskaya.
Yeah,
you have to say it slow, don't you?
We can spend all of our time talking about her name rather than what she does.
Yeah.
One of the contestants on ABC's Dancing.
Well, she's
with
a professional
the
dancer.
Stars. As a professional dancer.
She's the one who takes a slub like you and makes it look like you can dance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of physical and mental challenges does this present to you? Because this is a very physical deal, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we rehearse up to 8 hours a day, and now not all of them is running around, but you still end up kind of building up those achy spots, and you basically, let me bring it to you this way, being sore every day is normal.
I have just the thing. There's a product called Ultra Joint advertising. You might want to check that out. It'll take care of all those aches and pains.
Right. Yeah. Well,
right.
Maybe it just needs a day off somewhere in there. Not that I'm asking for a day off.
No, no day off.
I don't want any days off. I want to go on till the end of the season. We only in week three. Very exciting season, but no, everybody got to vote for me.
Everybody is so competitive this season, Anna. Everybody's had experience now on the show because it's an all-star season. So who do you think are your biggest competitors this year?
You know, honestly, it's like everybody. Because let me break it down for you. Some people who have maybe like the technical skills, right? And some other people have won the show. But then somebody else maybe aren't as better technical dancers, but you know they have a fan base. Mm-hmm. Because that fan base is keeping them and it kept them in the past. So it's kind of like, you know, Kirstie Alley can go to the final. Or she can be eliminated tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was surprised Joey went home so early.
That's exactly my point. Like, Joey was, you know, an amazing entertainer, definitely a crowd favorite, and he went home week two. I mean, that just tells you how tough the level of a competition it is. And a lot of people have watched the show, and, you know, season 15, and a lot of people watch the show and enjoy it, but they don't necessarily vote, and that's exactly what happens. Like, Drew and I, Drew, who won season two and never been in the bottom two in his life, he can't say that anymore. Week two, he's in the bottom two with me.
Mm. Right.
So it's like you watch, you got to vote, you got to keep your favorites, and I just hope those favorites are me and Drew.
Well, yeah. Drew is really good because he's a showman, but he also has some of those technical skills. I don't think he's, like, stronger in one or the other. He seems really well-balanced. Is that
true? I think he is. Yeah, he's a hard worker. You know what? I don't know if he's vocal about it, but before he became a pop singer, I guess I can say that, he was in the Army. Did you know that?
No, I don't think I did know that.
Hmm. I'm like, what? Because usually, and I'm not to be saying anything, but usually talent are kind of a little bit like, oh, I just don't feel it, da-da-da-da-da. He's like, no, let's do it again. He's very disciplined. And I think the fact that he was in the Army, kind of, that's what it is.
Huh.
He's very disciplined. He's a hard worker. So he gets those technical things, and he understands the importance of technique. He appreciates it. But at the same time, he's a natural performer, and he loves Monday nights, and he loves going out there and just blasting it out.
Anna, how do you get paired with your celebrities? I mean, you guys play in, you know, all the dancers get back and,
you know,
backstage. You play rock, paper, scissors, or you,
no,
like, wrestle for it? What do you do?
Yeah, like, I would like to know, personally, because, actually, it's always, I mean, it always makes sense at the end. I think this season, the pairings are very logical, and everything is, like, this season is all based on personality. You know, some celebrity who's a little bit maybe quiet, they're paired with, I will say, wilder pro, more fun pro.
Right.
And then somebody vice versa. So it's kind of like, I can say about me and Drew, we have matched really well. Like, we work really well together. I totally get his humor. He gets where I'm coming from. It's like he's probably one of my definitely better partners ever. So,
do any of the professionals ever go, I pulled the short straw? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, they have some where you're like, well, this person is naturally going to be good, I think. And then you get some people where you're like, you know, how's this going to happen?
Yeah, but then that happens. Of course that happens. But then you never know. You just never know. You could be paired with Joey Fatone and go, oh, my gosh, I have this amazing guy, and then be eliminated week two. So it's like, it's kind of, especially this season, it's so unpredictable that you can't complain, and you can't really expend your energy on things like that. You just have to focus on what needs to be done now.
How many of your fans are guys like me, where they don't particularly remember to turn the show on, but their wife watches it, and they walk through the room, and they're like, whoa, hello.
They get stuck.
Yeah, you get stuck because you're like, wow, look at her.
Probably we have a few.
I'm thinking you have a lot.
I hope so.
Yeah.
If only all those guys who stop in front of TV for a second would pick up their cell phone and vote 1-800-868-3408 or text.
All right, you got my vote.
We want the fiery redhead. Yeah. We want to.
My wife votes for you. So.
No shame, guys. This season, I have no shame. I'm pulling all the stops.
You just bought my
vote. You're gonna do well,
Anna Trebunskaya.
Trebunskaya.
Nice job, Reggie. 21 after.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
So the discussion continues here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Beyond and Before Good Day. People say, what does that mean? I don't know. It depends on when you're listening to this. Much anything else, sometimes people listening to it. The beauty of what we do here, because of technology, the program is actually on the air until 10 o'clock Eastern Time every day. And so sometimes people, their station may go away at 9 o'clock Eastern. They carry different parts of the program. So if you want to hear the entire program, you go to the DougStephan.com website, Doug, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com website. Big banner in the middle of the page. Click on that. Listen live now. Or you can hit the listen button and listen to some of the podcasts, the hour by hour, which are described on the homepage of DougStephan.com as well. Here to entertain and be of service, because the conversation is sort of duopolistic. Is that a word? You know what a duop is
now.
Is duopolistic?
Once somebody says it, it's officially
it's a word.
Word.
Officially
yep.
A word. All right, so Richie, speaking of words, it's your turn to lay some words on us.
I've got two words for you.
Really?
KitchenAid.
Uh-huh.
You know them, right?
I have
a
4-year-old KitchenAid dishwasher in my kitchen.
Okay, all right. So they make refrigerators, mixers, blah, 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 all kinds of stuff. Well, just like any other major company or brand, they have a social media department. And Wednesday night during the presidential debate, when Barack Obama credited his grandmother, who helped raise him, for making him the man he was, and told that she passed away 3 days before he was elected president, KitchenAid, or somebody in their Twitter department, sent this tweet. Obama's GMA, Grandma, even knew it was going to be bad. She died 3 days before he became president.
Oh, tacky.
Yeah, that is tacky.
So the insensitive tweet went out to the company's 25,000 followers, but also had the hashtag 2012 presidential debate. And so it was included in NBC's social debate conversation as well. And everybody was all over it. A couple of the tweets that came in after it were, I love how people are going after KitchenAid's throats. Now watch as their sales go down. Somebody else said, never mix brand with personal. KitchenAid is learning the hard way.
Well, they're going to be having a Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yep.
Same.
And let me see. KitchenAid, owned by Whirlpool, immediately went into spin control, offering apologies
spin
on
control.
Twitter.
Get it?
Yep. Spin control. So here is the official apology from KitchenAid. Hello, everyone. My name is Cynthia Soledad, and I am the head of KitchenAid brand social marketing. I would like to personally apologize to President Barack Obama, his family, and everyone on Twitter for the offensive tweet sent earlier. It was carelessly sent in error by a member of our Twitter team who, needless to say, won't be tweeting for us anymore. That said, I take full responsibility for my team. Thank you for hearing me out.
Okay. So does that make a difference? You go back to buy KitchenAid now?
It's out there. So, you know, we have to ask the question. The Chick-fil-A thing, in many ways for them, it was very good for their business.
Yep.
So depending on how you believe, if you get the Arden right who says, yeah, KitchenAid, I love them, they don't like Obama.
Yeah.
Or if you get the Arden left who says, boo, KitchenAid, we hate them, they don't like Obama. So, you know, me, my philosophy is I try to stay where I'm not going to offend anybody, and especially if you're a dishwasher company, you should probably do the same thing.
Yeah, just keep it out.
But sometimes it works out, you know, so who knows? I guess we'll just have to see what it does. I think this will probably fade away and not affect them greatly.
Right.
It won't be the Chick-fil-A story.
Yeah, but still, it's something that seems kind of silly, and you wonder why.
You know what? When you hire people, you have to tell them the rules, because that was just stupid.
Well, so many people think their thoughts and opinions, and maybe that's what television has done.
Rule number one.
All these 24-hour cable, what do I think? Well, who cares what you think?
Rule number one on social media, read it once, read it twice,
read
it a third time, and then maybe send it out.
We have Larry the Cable Guy, plus a conversation with Neil Asbury coming up here on Good Day.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
Well, sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, Stocksville, RVP.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour with Jennifer, Doug, and Rich. The Good Day program now, as we try to deal into some issues, we dig in and try to get a little bit more out of what the essence is of conversation. You may have heard conversation the last couple of days about how jobs are coming back to America because smaller business people can't really monitor what needs to be, you know, the oversight needs to be there in order to make sure you're selling a good product, and it's not easy to do that. Neil Asbury has a entrepreneurial background. He has a great deal of small business expertise, has a program called Made in America, and thought he'd be pretty interesting in terms of commentary on the trend. Neil Asbury, welcome to Good Day.
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, this you have worked hard to promote American products around the world, American-made products. So how do you see this trend, or is it? Is this media, news media hype, or is there really something going on? Are small businesses trying to bring the manufacturing process back to America?
Well, as a great question, and I don't think it's only small business. I think it's the same thing applies to medium businesses and large businesses as well. I mean, the fundamentals are there. And I started my career, I lived in Asia for 22 years. I went there as a very young guy and became successful as an entrepreneur along the way. I started a manufacturing company in Asia, and I was very, very successful with it. We were the exclusive provider and manufacturer of the McDonald's kitchens throughout Asia and the Middle East, and that was during a period of time that they were really booming, and you heard about restaurants opening up in China and India and Saudi Arabia and all these places. Well, we were the contractor who actually built them, supplied them, and installed them, and so it was a really great business, and because of that, we got a lot of other accounts because, you know, being such an iconic chain, and if we were good enough for them, we were good enough for everybody. So I had this really wonderful business. Before long, I had several hundred people working in this plant that I had started. And I had the proverbial tiger by its tail. But, you know, what these countries tell you about the business climate and trying to recruit manufacturers to go to China or Taiwan or Korea or to Thailand or Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, take your pick. I mean, they give you just this very, very rosy picture about their country and their business climates and so forth. But the truth be told, and if we talk about China, but every country has these sorts of problems. The bureaucracy, even though you think the bureaucracy is terrible here, I mean, in China, you're dealing with a communist country. Security issues. You know, the plant that I had was in the Philippines, but you know, I was an assassination target. You know, so I mean, there's all sorts of things going on out there that you know that they're not going to tell you about up front. That's really going to impact your life and your family's life. But if you just look at the commercial aspect, the lack of infrastructure, huge. The lack of communications, highways, the port systems, being very inefficient.
So Neil, how does that work with the bottom line? Because the bottom line is the bottom line, and they can make things cheaper than we are, or at least that's perception.
Well, that's the perception. And as a manufacturer, now remember, an Asian manufacturer. Now I'm very bullish on American manufacturing. In the last few years, I've acquired 5 American manufacturing companies. I have 3 more that I'm trying to buy now. I believe American manufacturing is the wave of the future.
How are you
competitive? The bottom line, let's talk about that. You know, we talk about labor, you know, as, you know, everyone says, well, you know, a dollar an hour for labor or whatever it is, and, you know, throw a number out there. But believe me, that's not your cost, because if you start adding in all of the different social costs that you have to add on top of that, and even labor itself, and the products that I manufacture, it's only about 10% of the overall cost is your direct labor. You know, so even if you're saving half of after you add everything in and you get a fully burdened cost on your labor, even if you're saving half, even say you're saving 3/4, you're only saving somewhere between 5-6% of the overall value of that product. And the inefficiencies in all these other areas, like security, the overwhelming bureaucracy,
and then the cost of shipping,
the cost of logistics, the opportunity cost of being so far away, managing manufacturing a workforce half a world away, dealing with foreign languages, political unrest, and all of that, it just eats that 5-6%.
How many companies do you have in the United States now, Neil, that are manufacturing goods sold here and around the world?
5.
And how much of that, is that a trend, do you see, or is it still not a trend?
Well, you see, you know, you're starting to see these stories, and I'm glad that you're reporting on it. I've written a lot about it. I speak a lot about this on Made in America, my radio show. I believe this trickle is going to turn into a flood. However, we have to get the right policies out there to start convincing entrepreneurs like myself it's time to come back home. America's got some of the best job creators in the world, but unfortunately, they're not working in this country anymore. They've left this country. But the time is ripe to bring them back. If we just sent them a message that it's the time to come back home, you went out there, and please come back. The policies are right. The tax policies, you know, these issues that we're talking about in this campaign, about what sort of tax policy should we have? What sort of regulatory policy should we have? What are we going to do about our health care? What are we going to do about this debt? If we would just send the right message that we're going to deal with these problems, this trickle would turn into a flood. What you call backshoring or onshoring would be the wave of the future. And I got to tell you, I'm talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 million jobs here. I'm telling you, a lot of jobs coming back home if we get this right.
Well, it sounds like something that we ought to continue in earnest to be focused on. Thank you, Neil. That was very helpful. Neil Asbury does a radio program called Made in America and has a lot of insight from his own experiences in running small businesses in our country. Larry the Cable Guy up next here on Good Day.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Good day, every day.
on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is feeling no pain. And then there's Jennifer Horn, who is here to help us. There's a great video of the day today, and we're also going to post some wonderful pictures of some dogs. Everybody loves dog video, dog pictures. Our video today features a dog that doesn't really want his master to exercise. So if you would like to have a little, it's always a smile, maybe a wry smile. Check out our video of the day with the dog trying to get the boss, the master, not to exercise. It's very cool stuff. In a moment, I believe we're going to meet Larry the cable guy. Have we met him before? I can't remember if we met him before or not. Larry, have we met you before?
Already.
We have met you before?
You have met me before?
I have.
Who is this?
I don't know. Who is this?
They just patched Larry through, so he's...
Larry, who is this?
He's wondering where he woke up this morning.
Where are you, and what are we doing here?
Hello, sorry. I was up late last night. I was scrapbooking.
No kidding.
You were scrapbooking? Really? What kind of pictures do you put in your scrapbook, Larry?
Oh, they're just fantastic. They're beautiful scenes of parks and rivers.
Just stickers and stuff that you use?
I'm scrapbooking my kids. I got my kids in there.
Oh, you got your kids in there?
How old are your children?
Oh, damn. I don't know. I got to check their Facebook, but I think 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Very good.
Something like that.
Well, they're Chinese. I can't figure that out.
Uh-huh.
I'll get to the bottom of it.
All right, I want you to meet. We have somebody that's in our group here on the Good Day program. Her name is Roberta Fasanelli. She is someone who reports on things that are available very inexpensively, and I expect you'd be probably interested in some of the Queen of Cheap freebies.
Hey, look, my favorite store is the dollar store.
The dollar store.
I love the dollar store.
Yeah, you know, we got a dollar store. Now they just opened up a 98-cent store about 4 blocks from the dollar store. But I'm still going to the dollar store. I ain't going to the 98-cent store because that's the cheap stuff.
That's the cheap stuff.
I'm going to stay where the quality is.
Then you have to count the change, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that. Just make it easy. Charge me that extra 2 cents and just let me walk out. Give me my dollar.
Well, if you got a person working the register and they got to count out the change, you know that's going to take you an extra 17 minutes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. You want to have some fun, go to a store and order something. If it comes to like $32.89, give that, say it comes to $39.89, give that person $40.11 and kick back and watch the fun begin.
That's so true, isn't it? That's so true.
Especially at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Larry,
yeah.
We were talking about Walmart a little earlier. Do you like going to Walmart?
You know what? I love Walmart. They carry a lot of my products, but I give them a good ribbon. That's why I like Walmart. They got a good sense of humor, and they got good... I just come up with a thing the other day. I said, here's one thing you'll never hear at a Walmart in China. Who makes this crap? Never mind. No, I do enjoy them. Look, growing up as a kid, you know, that was a one-stop shop. You needed it. You went there. But, yeah, I enjoy going there. I get all my shirts at Walmart.
Really?
I'm a medium at Walmart.
Do they come with arms at Walmart? Do you make your own, or do they come ready to go?
No, I go ahead and cut the sleeves out, but that's good for me. It'll give me something to do. I cut the sleeves out, and then when I'm watching television or something, you know, I make a quilt out of the sleeves.
All right, Larry the Cable Guy is here with us on Good Day. He's a best-selling author, Billboard award-winning the comical things that he's put on to some of the records. We don't call them records anymore.
No, CD.
A CD, right, okay.
And I was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards in 2006 and one in 2007, I believe, but I didn't get one, but I do have a little good news ain't for me. A couple of days ago, I'm about 99% sure I'm going to get me my first Grammy Award this year.
That's great. Right. Congratulations.
Hey. Good for you.
Well, listen. Right now, I'm the leading bidder on eBay for it. So.
When you get this Grammy, where will you put it in your house?
Well, I'm probably not really out because, first of all, I feel bad. I didn't know Wang Chung was having money trouble, so... it says Wang. If I get it, I'll have to scratch out the Wang or the Chung or something. But.
Oh, yeah. Larry is traveling this weekend. He's in a food truck. visiting some of the great sporting events, including the Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. He's also going to Phoenix and Lincoln, Nebraska and Green Bay, Wisconsin. You can keep up with Larry by visiting wildberryflavor.com. Tell us about Wild American Flavor Sweepstakes that you're involved in, Larry.
Sure will. First of all, I find it funny that you wouldn't. That's the first time anybody I've ever done a show and they said you can find Larry traveling around in a food truck.
We're looking for you, Larry.
I understand that that's where you are going to be, is in a food truck.
Toured in a food truck, and Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. Well, most people travel around those big buses, and you're traveling around a food truck. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
It's convenient, Larry. You hit the roadkill, you pick it up, you pull it in the truck, and you cook it up.
Right. Put it in the fryer.
Well, look, I teamed up with Filoseco TC last year. And I love him because I have been a frequent heartburn sufferer, and so
you also give people heartburn. You knew that, right?
I know. And so I teamed up with them. We got a new thing this year called New Prilosec OTC Wildberry.
Yeah.
And it's just, take like a regular pill, and it just gives you a burst of wildberry flavor. I mean, it's pretty awesome. People say, why do you need a wildberry? Well, you probably don't, but it's America, and we do what we want. We're trying something different that people will enjoy. And I got to tell you, it's awesome, but... what I need people to do is, this is what I'm plugging, the Wild American Flavor Tour is me plugging the website wildberryflavor.com. Mm-hmm. And we want people to go on that website, and we're going to give away $5,000 and two tickets to one of three major sporting events in the United States. Now, I'm not going to say what we're giving tickets away to. It's on the website. I want you to see what it is. All I'm saying is you get two tickets to each one of these three events.
Cool.
So go on there and check out what we got, but it's wildberryflavor.com. And
before you leave, Larry, I want to know if you watched the presidential debate the other night and what your observations may have been.
You know what? I did watch the presidential debates, and I watched it on a big, huge screen that was in 3D.
Really?
It was awesome, and it was almost like being right there bored with the rest of the camera. I did notice these were the only candidates. And when you see, people all make-upped up and shiny, I was thinking, this is the only time I've ever seen a debate where the candidates and the podiums were both made out of wood, it appeared. It was crazy.
It was great. All right, Larry.
The only thing I was upset about was they didn't talk about the one topic that's really going to affect Americans.
And that would be?
The bacon shortage.
Right. There's a big problem with that.
I just looked at wildberryflavor.com. Holy moly, I'm totally entering. So good.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? Yeah, so it's crazy. I want people to go in there and check it out. Wildberryflavor.com.
Larry, the cable guy on Good Day. Larry, take good care. Be careful in that truck.
Before you go.
Yes, sir.
Larry, give it to us. Let's hear it.
You're done.
Thank you, brother.
You got it.
Bye. Larry, the cable guy on Good Day.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Couple of recalls in the news, both with serious consequences. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We start with a pharmacy in Massachusetts which has voluntarily recalled all of its products. That pharmacy supplied the steroid shots, which are linked to a growing number of meningitis cases in 9 states and counting. The government says 91 people so far have contracted meningitis, 7 have died. Dr. John Jernigan of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says officials are expecting more cases as the centers work with state and local health officials to contact those in more than 24 states who may have received tainted spinal injections.
To inform that they may have been exposed, to find out if they're having symptoms, and to instruct them to seek health care should they be ill.
Nearly half of the meningitis cases reported to this point are clustered in Tennessee. Other cases have been reported in Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, and Virginia. A recall on another front, an auto recall. Honda is recalling more than a quarter of a million CR-V sport utility vehicles. Honda says there's a faulty automatic window switch in 268,000 CR-Vs from the 2006 to 2008 model years. A malfunctioning switch doesn't sound like that big a deal, except for this. The malfunction can lead to a fire. This, by the way, is the third recall for Honda in a week. Last week, the Japanese automaker recalled about 1.4 million Accords, Civics, and Pilots to fix a variety of safety issues. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep. Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Although it is Columbus Day, Wall Street is open for business today. The market's coming off a mixed day last Friday, where the Dow rose 35 points to 13,610. S&P was down a fraction of a point. NASDAQ fell 13. It's Nobel Prize season, with the Nobel Prize for Medicine awarded this morning.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institute has today decided to award the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine 2012, jointly to John B. Gurdon and Shinya Yamanaka.
Those two researchers from Britain and Japan were awarded the prize for studying a process called nuclear reprogramming, in which adult stem cells are instructed to form into early stem cells that can in turn be used to develop any type of tissue necessary. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Do the circles intersect at any point?
Yeah, 2 points.
Nah, they're talking in circles. A lot of whispering, but a lot of violence. And Taken 2, the sequel, earning $50 million, number one in theaters in its debut weekend. Closing notes, both from this past weekend. First, there was a launch at Cape Canaveral's Air Force Station in Florida last night. Let's count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
That Falcon 9 rocket includes the Dragon capsule. Nobody aboard, but there are plenty of supplies aboard that will be delivered to the International Space Station. It'll take a few days for the spacecraft to link up with the station. This is the first commercial resupply mission to the space station. And those supplies, by the way, include some ice cream. Hope it's packed in dry ice. Finally, congratulations to a couple from Finland, which has won yet another title. This time, it's the North American wife-carrying championship in New Remain. Taisto Mininen and Christina Happinen traveled all the way from Helsinki for this event, and that's where they recently won the World Wife Carrying Championship. For winning, the couple receives the woman's weight in beer and five times her weight in cash, which worked out to $530. You do the math. Meanwhile, I have two comments about this wife carrying couple. First of all, they're from Finland. No wonder they were the first to cross the line that said finish. And after they won, what did Taisto say to Christina? Get off my back. That's it. I'm done. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey, fans. Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.